So great to be with you. Good morning. Can you hear me? Can you let me know? Can you type in the chat whether or not you can hear me this morning? To the stage chat. So great to be with you. I'm going to open up with a scripture, and it is Psalm 95, which we started with last week, but I just want to bring it forward again this week. Okay, let me know that you are here and that you can hear me. Come, let's shout joyfully to the Lord, shout triumphantly to the rock of our salvation. Let's enter his presence with thanksgiving. Let's shout triumphantly to him in song. Says, for the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. The depths of the earth are in his hand, and the mountain peaks are his. The sea is his, he made it, his hands formed the dry land. It says, come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture, the sheep under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the wilderness. It says, where your ancestors tested me, they tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was disgusted with that generation, and I said, they are a people whose heart go astray. They do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they will not enter my rest. God, that will not be our testimony today. But our testimony today is that we will be faithful to your word. We are just excited to be here together. God, we worship you. We adore you. We exalt you. We lift your name on high. We glorify you in this place. We know that you are the one, the true, the living God. We will not forget how you have delivered us, how you have kept us, how you have set us free, dear God. When we wanted to let go, you held on to us. When others wanted to trip us up, dear God, you helped us to recover. And in many cases, you prevented us from falling. God, we thank you this morning. We acknowledge you. We worship you. We enter into this time with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. And we are just thankful unto you. And we bless your name. Saints, it is so great to see you this morning. It is great to be with you. I am very, very happy and just honored to be together with you on today. There is a poll question, which I will start, and we can come back to it later. But this is the question. The question is, how challenging is it for you to love others? Just thinking about yourself, how challenging is it for you to love others? You can go to the poll section. If you're on a larger screen, it should be near the chat box, the top right side, or left side. Right side of your screen. And if you are on a smaller device, it should be down towards the bottom. But how challenging is it for you to love others? And you can choose a scenario, whatever scenario you have in mind, you can choose it on today. One, can't do it, can't love others, too difficult, or five, easy peasy. You know, which is a go ahead and rate yourself in the polls and just let me know how it is for you to love others. I see one vote. Just go to the polls and vote again. How easy or difficult is it for you to love others? All right. It is so great to be with you. Go ahead and type in the chat where you're dialing in from, calling in from this morning. This is a time where we can go into our love assault. And our love assault is an opportunity to greet each other. It's a quick opportunity. It's a short opportunity. is not meant for a long conversation, but just a seed of a conversation. So that if you want to have an extended conversation at another time, you can. But you can go to the networking section, and it is a time, 2-minute conversation. We will come back here at 11:20. If you want to come back sooner, you can, but come back here at 11:20. And if you are on an iPhone, then you should use Safari as your browser. If you were on a different type of device, you can use Chrome as your browser. If something doesn't work, you can refresh the screen. You can log out, log back in, or even switch browsers. And when you go to network, it will give you an option to share your camera and to share your microphone. And so you click that option, and you have to give the system permission to share those two things, and then you can enter into a conversation. So Saints, go ahead over to the networking section and just greet one another and say hi and have fun, and come back here at 11:20 to the stage. So bless you. Go have a wonderful time. Okay, family, it sounds like you are coming back in. Are you back? Let me know if you're back. Markemery, hello. Ozzy, hello. Mom Pat, hello. Let me know that you are back. And if you haven't yet taken the poll, go to the poll. The poll question is, how challenging is it for you to love others? You can put whatever scenario in your mind that you want to put. How challenging is it to love others? 1, can't do it. 5, easy peasy. Take the poll if you haven't taken a poll. Melody, you're back. Hello. All right, Melody is back. Okay, so I have something that I'm going to share my screen with. Let's see if this works. And I hope everyone is back. Hope everyone is back. Okay, this is my Wheel of Names. Wheel of Names. And I have a prize, a gift to send to you that connects a little bit with what we're talking about today. And I won't tell you what it is until the end of service. You know it's something educational. But anyway, won't tell you what it is to the end of service. But I put your name here for those who registered for and are hopping, registered to be a part of this live service. So, Lay Rochelle, all right, you are back. Good. So I'm going to spin this wheel. I thought about putting my own name up there, but, you know, that wouldn't be right. So anyway, I'm going to spin this wheel. And I'm going to ask Lady Rochelle to come down and lead us in worship. So let's see what this Wheel of Name, this is free, so I don't know how it's going to work out. Let's see. All right, it's spinning. Ozzy! So Ozzy gets one of the prizes. Woohoo, Ozzy! All right. So good job, Ozzy. All right, I'm going to spin it one more time. Let's see. Let's see how it works. Mom Pat gets the other prize. All right. Woohoo. Okay. All right. There we go. All right. Now, Lady Rochelle is going to lead us in worship, and we're going to move forward in our time today. Okay.
Hi, y'all. I don't know about you guys. Well, I know about the couple of you who I spoke to. But this week for me has been busy, hard, tiring, emotionally exhausting, lots going on, but all prayerfully leading to good end. And so I'm looking forward to what God is doing, even through the challenging things. And I listened to a devotion this morning about, congrats, Ozzy, I just saw you in the text, in the chat, rather, about Psalm 69. And it is David, it is a Psalm of David, and the title is An Urgent Plea for Help in Trouble. And so I'm going to read a couple of verses from Psalm 69 as we enter into our music worship time this morning. Starting in verse 1, save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. And verse 5 says, O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. And then jumping down to verse 13, but as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. And so we are going to sing a couple of songs together this morning that will just remind us that God is our salvation, even asking him with the word Hosanna to save us now, and then to remind us of who he is, and that even when we can't see him, he is still working, he is still moving, he is still sovereign and in charge. That thing that feels like it's swallowing you up, that thing that has you feeling like you are sinking. And in that, you know, in the devotional this morning, there was a story about a woman who drove through a puddle that she didn't realize how deep it was, and she found herself in the center of it, and as the water was rushing into her car, she was able to climb out the window and go on top. And from there, the rescue workers could see her. And they were able to film for the news, you know, just the rescue. And in this moment, we are inviting God to come to where we feel like we are sinking, and asking him to save us. His word says that, Jesus said in the word that as he is lifted up, he will draw all men to him. And so as we sing this again, just think about that thing in which you feel like you may be sinking, and invite God into that place to save you, to pull you out, to lift you above the water. Hosanna.
About this, even when
it, you're working. And even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. And even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. And even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. And even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop 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 working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunities that you bring us to where we feel like we're sinking, where we feel like there are floodwaters all around us, where we feel like we can't go on, because it's in those moments where we get to prove to ourselves and to others and even to you how much we trust you and whether we truly believe that you indeed are a one who makes ways where there seems to be none, whether or not you are one who keeps your promises, whether or not you are one who is a light in the darkness. One who can help us to see our way when we've gotten lost, when things are dark, when we cannot see on our own. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the light and the truth of your word. We thank you that you are mighty to save. And we thank you above all else for your love, a love that had you send your son to die on the cross to pay for our sins, that we could be reconciled and reunited with you. God, we thank you and praise you for who you are. Thank you for your salvation, both in a macro sense by the blood of Jesus, and day to day as we get stuck in things, as we are trapped by things, as we are tempted by things, you continue to save. And so we honor you, we praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much. We're grateful for who God is and our time with him. So, family, if you would, you can go ahead and open up your Bibles to Proverbs 10. Lady Rochelle, thank you for your ministry this morning, ushering us into a corporate time of praise and worship. So grateful. So I look back at the polls where you voted. How challenging is it for you to love others? Y'all doing well. Threes and fours. Okay. All right. I'm impressed. I'm the one that needs Jesus. All right. No, we thank God so much just for his hand upon our life and the opportunity to be with him on today. We are beginning a series for the month of November, love people, and we are going to open our time together in scripture, beginning at Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12. So if you have it in your Bible, please go ahead and turn to it, and I also intend to bring the verse onto the screen. Okay. get myself situated here. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10. Beginning at the 12th verse, we find these words. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. And if we look at 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning at verse 7, it says, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. If the COVID-19 pandemic wasn't enough, it is layered upon years and new moments of strife, controversy, grief, sorrow, loss, hatred, pride, stemming from the sin of a fallen humanity. And each of us represents a different slice of reality, a different slice of the world. Each of us, if we were to take stock of what is going on around us, going on within earshot, far things with social media and technology being brought near, we would have a list of what could be better, what's not so great, what's downright despicable, what is unfortunate, what's sad but true, what's criminal, what's evil and having a field day, what's sin. We hear of, we know of, and at times participate in our movements to end SARS, our movements to end police brutality, our movements to increase police accountability, our movements to increase leadership responsibility and integrity, whether it be in the church house or the courthouse or city hall or the entertainment industry or the athletic arena, the schoolhouse, the White House, and even your house and my house. We see and we know and we cringe and we hurt and we sometimes give up and give in. Proverbs 10:12 says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. We believe and at times experience the words of the proverb writer of chapter 11, hatred stirs up strife. Chapter 10, hatred stirs up strife. But today I call us to continue the message, to continue the story, knowing and believing the rest of the author's words to be true, but love covers all sins. And let us not just believe these words, but let us live them to prove them true. Humanity depends on their validity. James said in chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, he said, show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. God, help us. Let us be different from the demons. Let us have a different testimony. Let us not just believe, but let us act in accordance with our belief distinguishing ourselves from those of the world and the demons who believe, and in who you have called us to be and who we can be in you. Our topic for this morning is loving difficult people. Loving difficult people. They can be easy to love people who are like us or people who are easy to love, but what about those who need some extra grace? Loving difficult people. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you so much for this opportunity. We thank you for allowing us this time together, and we pray that you would be with us as only you can. Illuminate for us your word. Let us walk in the light of your truth, and let it not just be what we hear, but let it be what resonates within our heart and within our spirit. Lead us and guide us. Let us have the mind of Christ. Let us walk according to the fruit of your spirit, in the spirit, not according to the flesh. God, there's nothing good that I can say. There are no persuasive words that I have that are of this world's design. But God, we pray for your words. We pray that your truth will go forward. We pray for your conviction of the Holy Spirit, that we might live unto you and bring glory to your name, and that others may come to know you more because of who we are. God, I ask you to consecrate this time. Let it be for your glory. Sit me down and you stand up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we are talking about loving people. What we know that Jesus commands us to love. Matthew has the recorded words of Jesus in chapter 22. Teacher, which is the great law in the commandment? And Jesus replied, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. Jesus commands us to love. We also know from the words of Jesus written in Luke chapter 27, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who spitefully use you. And Jesus commands us not just to love those for whom it may be easy to love, but even to love our enemies. Jesus says we are to do so. It seems odd to me that Jesus would and could command us to love. It can feel like being told, you two make up and be friends. Isn't love a feeling? Isn't love an emotion? Isn't love an affection? Can I manufacture love? Can I turn love on and off like one would turn a faucet of water on and off? Now, I'm not going to answer these inquiries, yet we will move forward. Even with these questions, even with the pushback that I may offer or that you may offer, the divine instruction remains: love people. Love your neighbor, love your enemies, love your family in Christ, love your relatives. But why love? 1 John 4:8, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. We love because love most clearly reflects God. 1 John 4:8 through 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and love and knows God. He who does not love God does not know, for God is love. Love also most clearly represents God. Peter said something interesting. He said in chapter 4, verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers, and above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. The other reason why love is because the end is near, and hatred is not going to get us there. Hatred is not going to get us over the finish line. Love is our ticket to a better life with the most people. And I want for you to be there, and I want for you to be there, and you for to be there, and you for to be there. I myself want to be there when Jesus returns. So what does love look like? You may know and may be familiar with the scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. These are the words of the Apostle Paul. But Jesus also spoke and gives us a description of what love is. In Luke chapter 6, it is recorded beginning at verse 27, "But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other also. And to him, and from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners and receive as much back. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful." We can start by what Jesus outlines in the scriptures above. But how do we do it? How do we love difficult people? Jesus says, as we read in Luke 6:35, "But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return." First, in recognition that in God there is a reward for all, that all that we give up as we live our lives unto Jesus' example. One of the reasons why we can give and how we can love people who are our enemies or people for whom it may be difficult to love is because our reward is in Jesus Christ. We will make a mistake if we go in trying to love people, looking for them to love us back, looking for them to return the favor, looking for them to come back to us with niceties. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus and understand that our reward comes from God, then we can equip ourselves and empower ourselves to love difficult people. The other way and the other reason that we can love, and I have scriptures for these, but I'm going to save them for the end. We can decide to. The decision precedes the action. The action precedes the feeling. I think that this is a process which really tripped up the disciples as they were following Jesus. And they were asking Jesus, they said, Jesus, you want to go back into that town? You know they were about to stone you there. But Jesus understood his purpose and he says, I must go and do this work now. He decided that this is what he was going to be about and that this is what he was going to do. The third thing we must do is to learn and admit our own difficulties. One of the things that I have learned, and it hasn't taken me long to learn, once I've been honest with myself and been honest in relationships with people who are honest with me, is that I can be difficult to love. I come with my past experiences. I come with my past preferences. And I recognize that one of the beginnings to loving difficult people is for me to recognize that I myself can be difficult and that I myself am not a piece of cake to love, but God has loved me. And that is the other point here, to continue to humble yourself in God, knowing that God loved us first. This removes pride and this boosts our humility. This lowers the gaze of my brow. This causes me not to look stuck up or look to people in a way where I'm looking down upon them and I'm seeing myself being haughty that I have this thing worked out. But the reality is that when I begin to recognize how much Jesus loved me and that God loved me first before I loved him, that this increases my compassion, recognizing that when I might have been unlovable to others, that God loved me. And even as this increases my compassion as well, it increases my burden and it might increase your burden, that when you have been helped so much, you know it. And you find it easier to become creative to love someone else. And this is what I want for us to remember. Remember that Jesus is the ultimate savior of people and not myself. I am not my ultimate savior. I am not the ultimate savior of other people. I can model Jesus' love and I can love them to the point, but Jesus is ultimately their savior. The other thing to recognize when loving difficult people is that love is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Don't use love manufactured through something else. The other thing we should remember is that love does not have to be reciprocated. We are paying it forward. Out of the love that we have received, we are offering it to other people. And now I want to be careful not to suggest that love means to remain in a domestic violence situation. I don't want to say, I don't have the indication in scripture that scripture supports for us to remain in domestic abusive situations. And I would like to explore that further with you. So don't take my words to say that you should remain in something that is domestically abusive. But remember the other things about love and loving difficult people, even people who posture themselves to be your enemy. In closing, I just want to read two passages of scripture. I thought about dissecting these and layering them to the points that I just gave you, but I want to read these scriptures and read the context surrounding them so that you can just take it in. The first is the Apostle Paul speaking to the believers, And he says, owe no one anything. In Romans chapter 13, beginning at the 8th verse. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 10, love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And to do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. And the second passage and the final passage I want to read for us is that of the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 4, beginning at the first verse. We find these words. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but testing the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and now already is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God, verse 6. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son in the world, that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must also love his brother. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever it is, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Let us pray. God, we thank you so very much. We thank you for your example of love. We thank you that you loved us, and we thank you by your Holy Spirit, we have the capacity to love. God, we know that loving easy people is easy. But loving difficult people, even people who posture themselves as our enemy, can be challenging. So God, we pray in your Son's name that you would help us by your Holy Spirit to love others as you have called us to love the unlovable, to love the unlikable, to love those who may get under our skin, but recognizing that you have died for them too, and that you desire for none to perish, but for all to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. God, some people will meet us through our love of them as we model to them how you see them. So God, let us take off the scales and the blinders that may cover our eyes and cause us to see things through our flesh with worldly glasses. Help us to have spiritual vision, that we may see things as you see things, and more specifically, to see people as you see people. God, we thank you so much for the opportunity to love. We thank you so much for the opportunity to live this life. And as people come into contact with us, so let them come into contact with you. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you so much, family, for the opportunity to love. And so this is the prize for our two winners right now. And it is a book that has blessed me. And it is called Everybody Always by Bob Goff. And if you already have it, you can give it to somebody who doesn't have it. But it's called Everybody Always from Bob Goff. And it is just an example of one man's desire to love people. And it is becoming love in a world full of setbacks and difficult people. And so I pray that it blesses you. I'm going to invite Lady Rochelle to lead us forward. And our closing song, We've Come This Far by Faith, because truly God's hand has been a part of us. On the website, I'm going to make the notes available so that you might have the points that I have mentioned. And more importantly, the scripture that speaks to how we are to love others. So we thank you so much for this time. And we invite Lady Rochelle to lead us forward in the closing song, We've Come This Far by Faith. Thank you. Amen.
holy word, he's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around, we've come this far.
Amen. We are just so thankful for how far God has brought us and God's hand upon us. And as we remember how to love difficult people, first, in recognition that in God there is a reward for all that we give up as we live our lives unto Jesus' example. The way we love difficult people and people in general is we just decide to. The decision precedes the action, and oftentimes it is the action that precedes the feeling. And we learn it amid our own difficulties and the experiences that we've been through, and then we continually humble ourselves, thanking God for loving me and loving you. This removes our pride, and this boosts our humanity. God, we thank you so much for your love upon us. And we thank you so much for bringing us such a mighty long way. You could have given up on us. You could have abandoned us, dear Lord. You could have thrown in the towel. But you doubled down on your love upon us, sending your son Jesus, demonstrating your love upon us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, we thank you so much. And I pray that you would go before us this week. For every person who is under the sound of my voice, go before them. Prepare the atmosphere where they're going to be. Prepare the relationships they will encounter. Prepare the spaces they will be in. God, manifest your Holy Spirit in those spaces. Let them know that you are with them, not leaving them nor forsaking them, not turning your compassion away from them, but you are with them even now. God, anoint your saints from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Allow them to be and do all that you've called them to be, all that you've called them to do. We thank you so much now. Go forward, saints, this week and be the light that God has called you to be. But don't do it in your own strength. Allow the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, to be manifest in your life. He will give you all that you need. God bless you so much. So great to be with you. I appreciate you all, family. Love you. Have a wonderful week. God bless you.